change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello and welcome to the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Nikki Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Lisa Zanville. Lisa, did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Lisa, how do I properly introduce you? What's your formal title?
My formal title is Executive Director of the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. We're a nonprofit here in the Los Angeles area.
Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities.
Right.
So are you an attorney?
No, I happen not to be an attorney, believe it or not. I used to work for the city attorney's office years ago, and they would divide us between attorneys and non-attorneys. Uh-huh. So I can actually say I'm a non-attorney.
I just want to know if this is going to be on the record. I want to make sure I'm keeping my conversation clean, et cetera, et cetera. But no. So please tell me about LATLC, Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. What do you do? What's your mission?
About 15 years ago, a group of plaintiff attorneys are the ones who defend you when you have, if there's a personal injury case or there's medical malpractice, we bring lawsuits against those who are, tend to have these kind of products that are medical malpractice and product problems. And so we are the kind of attorneys that are for the little guy against big corporations. Mm-hmm. And so a group of plaintiff attorneys about 15 years ago decided that we help people in the courtroom and we want to help people in the community. Each as individuals would be giving donations and volunteering for nonprofits. But together, we could make much more of an impact on our community here in Los Angeles. So it is actually our 15th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And since we started very small, handful of attorneys. We now have 3,000 supporters. We have given out over $5 million in goods and grants. We have supported 106 nonprofits here in the Los Angeles area. We give out scholarships every year, youth sports programs. It's really expanded to making a difference here in our community.
Wow. Okay. So you said in the beginning, you sue who? You guys are suing the people who do medical malpractice?
Right. If there's been a medical malpractice case, or if there is a product that has been injuring a large class action of individuals. Those are the kind of attorneys that we are. And we go after them, representing the little guy in our community. Our motto here in Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities is,
Your motto is?
Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's justice in the courtroom, service in the community. And it really translates on the kind of work we do in the courtroom and how we can help the community in areas of children, education, survivors of abuse, persons with disabilities, and homelessness. Those are the areas that we support in our nonprofits.
Interesting. So let me take a step back here. You've been in the nonprofit leadership game for quite some time, right?
Yes. I've been in public affairs all my life, basically since high school, and worked on political campaigns, worked for elected officials, and worked for corporations in the public affairs area. And then for 10 years prior to joining LATLC, I worked for a cancer foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So my heart is definitely on my sleeve, and I want to give back to the community.
Has this always been nonprofit leadership, or did you do like program administration as well?
Primarily program leadership, believe it or not. When I worked in a corporation, I was head of external affairs and helped out in the way the corporation was giving back to the community. And then I was executive director for the Cancer Foundation that I worked for a number of years.
Okay, very cool. Is there a part of the job that you really like?
I love seeing the faces of the people that we help. Examples are we do what we call signature events. We do three of them every year. And one of them is called the Great Trike Giveaway. We work with a group called SoCal Trikers that provides adaptive bicycles for special needs kids. And we pay for $15,000 worth of these bikes every year. And we have this big event where we give the bikes to the kids. They are finalized for their adaptive specialty needs. We have this huge parade. There's a group of cheerleaders, a squad of young men and women who also have special needs that cheer on the bikers. And we do this huge parade with not just the new bikers, but also those kids who come with their parents to volunteer. Some of the attorneys bring their kids, and they also ride their bikes through it. And I can't begin to tell you how wonderful that event is at the moment that it happens. And then afterwards, when we hear from those families that have received the bikes. A couple of years ago, I got a card in the mail just out of the blue, and it was from the family of a young girl who was about 15, 16 years old who received one of our trikes. I remember her. I remember seeing her with the family, and they showed a picture of this young girl riding bikes with her siblings, that her sisters, that she hadn't been able to play with because of her disabilities. And here they were all three able to ride bikes together.
That's amazing.
Obviously, cool. I cried a lot.
So here we are, you know, at a point in 2021 where by all accounts, people are feeling very encouraged about coming out of pandemic and returning to some sense of normal, whatever normal means these days. Between you and me and the internet, I frankly hope we don't return to normal. I hope we can move forward with some powerful changes. But
I agree.
But as we do this, what does it look like for you? How did you navigate 2020? Tell me some more about, you know, the support that you were able to how you were able to keep supporting your partner charities throughout 2020, even in the absence of in-person volunteer events. And then now that we're in 2021, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
Well, I'd say that the word of the year for 2020 has got to be pivot, because I think everybody pivoted during that period of time,
mm-hmm.
including LATLC. We have an annual event every year that is a casino night, and 1,000 people show up, and we raise enough money to give out between $250,000 in grants to $500,000 in grants.
Wow.
And we are a pass-through charity, which means what we raise is what we give away. So we don't have this this bank account filled with a lot of money that for a rainy day. We have to raise the money every year. So we looked at what could we do in order to make sure that our partner charities that are hurting more than we are as an organization, how they can still be supported by us. So the first thing we did was we decided to have some virtual fundraisers and target the events themselves toward a specific project. For example, one of the things LATLC does is we have scholarships every year. We give out about $25,000 worth of scholarships to high school seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of saying, no, we can't afford that this year, broke our hearts, because here are high school kids who are missing out on their proms, their grad nights, everything their senior year. So we're pretty stubborn as trial lawyers. So we figured, what can we do? So we had a virtual poker tournament. Uh-huh. And we thought maybe we would raise enough money. People would make donations to us. and see if we could raise enough for 10 scholarships. Well, we didn't raise enough for 10 scholarships. We raised enough for 12 scholarships.
Hey, wow.
Because everybody was so generous in what they provided. Mm-hmm. And we also do one of our signature events is called Comfort and Joy every year, mm-hmm. where we have 2,000 people in South Central Los Angeles attend a holiday village, and we give away 2,000 toys and the makings of a holiday meal. We decided, well, we have to do that again in some form or another. We knew we couldn't do a huge event in person, but we held another virtual event in order to raise $50,000 to give out in toys and goods. Mm-hmm. But we still had grants that we wanted to give away. And so we, since it is our 15th anniversary, we decided to do a tribute book on the history of LATLC and sell ads. And our supporters are so generous. We were able to net the same amount of money that we would have done in an in-person event for our casino night. And therefore, we gave out $250,000 in grants to partner charities that we have supported over the years. So as an organization, we were able not only stay afloat, but provide the support to other organizations and groups that needed our help during this time. Mm-hmm. But you talk about 2021, what are we going to do now? And we do think we'll be able to do an in-person event. But it can't be the same 1,000 people. It can't be a raucous kind of casino night, joyous as if nothing has happened in 2020. The world has changed. And so we decided about 6 to 8 months ago that if we could do an event in person, it would be a party with a purpose, that it would showcase our partner charities. We're fortunate to support 106 partners. And so while it's still going to be a great event, everybody's going to get all dressed up, and we're still going to have dancing and music, we're not going to do a casino night. We're not going to do any kind of a event like that, but we're still going to have activities that are related. Everything is related to our partner charities. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. We'll have live band and dancing. The live band is sponsored and it's connected to Harmony Project, one of our partner charities that teaches kids in low-income areas musical theory and instruments so that they can get scholarships to go to college. The dance floor, it will still have a dance floor. It's sponsored, but it's going to be connected to Ability First, one of our partner charities that has a dance program for children with disabilities. Every element, we're called the NASCAR of events because we sponsor everything. Everything gets sponsored. The sponsorships are connected to one of our partner charities so that the group that sponsors it is also connected to that that organization. Even the items in our gift bag are either made by one of our partner charities or are have a partnership with somebody who makes the products for them, so that it becomes a real connection. Like many nonprofit events, people don't want to sit down for a program. Right. You know, keeping people's attention is impossible. And we're lawyers. It's even more impossible right. to keep our attention. So
wait a minute. I thought lawyers were used to sitting down and reading long and soporific passages.
Oh, no. They're okay. Having fun. They're talking to people. They don't want to sit down for a program because it's not a sit-down dinner also.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we decided that the event itself is the program. Mm-hmm. It's going to demonstrate everything that LATLC does over the years and over the past 15 years.
Okay. Wow. It's just amazing work. So what, what's the secret sauce? What would you tell other nonprofits as they look forward to, you know, turning the corner from 2021 into 2022? I mean, I know by the time that this episode goes live, it'll be even further around that corner, but what would you say the secret sauce has been for you?
The secret sauce has been for us is to make an impact on the people that we help, whether and a direct impact. In the beginning, maybe we sponsored a table at a nonprofit's event, but has that made a direct impact on the nonprofit that we support? So instead, we have pivoted, like everybody else over the years, to saying, we're going to purchase a specific item that you need as a nonprofit, whether it's the bikes for kids with disabilities, or it could be providing something else that they need as a nonprofit. So knowing your audience, both the people who are your donors and knowing the needs of your nonprofits, we try to meet their needs in every way that we possibly can. We were even able to do service projects because not only do we give away money, we're very hands-on. We paint buildings, we garden, we cook meals, we do whatever's needed by our nonprofits. And so even during the pandemic, we were able to do service projects, whether by Zoom, or there was one that every year for Valentine's Day, we decorate the Los Angeles Mission, which is right on Skid Row. And we provide, you know, it's all balloons and hearts and everything. And we hand out Valentine's and candy to all the men and women who are getting a meal that day. Obviously, we couldn't do that in 2021. We did do it in 2020 because it was before the pandemic, Valentine's Day. But later on last year, all of our board started drawing Valentines, sent it to us. We made PDFs, had Valentines made, put together bags for the people in the shelters there with candy, masks, all kinds of goodies so that they were able to get something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, cool.
So, that type of work that we do.
I'm sort of floored. It seems like a large scope of activities.
We do a monthly service. We had been doing a monthly service project. Mm-hmm. It broke my heart for 2020 because on my wall is a calendar for every month, and it was filled before January. I had every event, every month planned between January and December of 2020. So we had to change out some of them. But the events that we do are throughout Los Angeles. They are family-friendly, the in-person volunteer activities, because we don't want to take people away from their families. And it's also a great way to teach kids about giving back.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And so 15 years, certainly a lot to celebrate, a lot of reasons for me to say congratulations to you guys. Tell me about, I have a note here that says something about the summer soiree.
Yes, that's the event that we're going to be having, a party with a purpose. We smartly decided that the location of the event would be very open air. So we felt confident that we would be able to do the actual in-person event. And it's not until August. So we have time, and we feel Los Angeles, California is really opening up in a great way. And by making the event so connected with our partner charities, everything about it, that people will walk around and feel that they know LATLC after the event. At least that's what we're hoping.
And I mean, I think that's key. People will know the organization by the time they're done. What are your plans to make that certain?
By having different activities. For example, we support a group called Guide Dogs of America. And you'd say, okay, what kind of activity can you do with Guide Dogs of America? We actually are bringing in a guide dog, a trainer, and guests will be blindfolded that can walk with the dog to feel the impact of having a guide dog. And again, that's sponsored. So all you nonprofits, sponsor everything that you possibly can. And the mask itself will have the logo of the sponsor on it. So it's a benefit to the donor, and it's a benefit to our nonprofit, who then becomes introduced to all of our donors, potential direct donors for them also.
Amazing. Good stuff. I can't wait to see the pictures.
Oh, yes. Go to our website. Yes. We just redesigned our website, and there are photo galleries of all the events that we do. It's www.latlc.org. And check it out. We have a new logo. Everything starting the 15th year is a step up to the new normal and the new LATLC.
Oh, fantastic. Lisa, if a listener wanted to be in touch with you to learn more, how would you suggest they get in touch with you?
The best way is to send an email to us or to call. Our email, the best way, is info@latlc.org, or to call at 844-44-LATLC. We want you to remember our name.
You certainly have the branding exercises down. I think that's really cool. That's very cool. Lisa, thank you for being my guest on the Nonprofit Snapcast today.
Thank you very much, Vicki. It was our pleasure.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.